From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I trust that you're having a great day in the Lord, and I trust that you are having a great day in the Lord because you are walking with the Lord. And that goes along with our theme of this week, which is simply stand fast in the Lord. This week, we've been looking at one verse of Scripture and one phrase in that one verse of Scripture, and that is in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 1, where the Apostle Paul, when writing to the Philippians under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, says, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved." All week long, we've been looking at that phrase, stand fast in the Lord. And we need to do that because every day we are under the attack of the world and the flesh and the devil. And if we're not standing fast, we're going to be unstable, and fall and fail and sin. And that's not pleasing to God. Now, to stand fast, as we've been emphasizing it, means to have a firm foundation on the Word of God that translates into a biblical worldview from which we who know the Lord never depart. And I trust that if you've missed any of these messages this week, that you will get in contact with us here at the Way of Truth Ministries, that we might be able to send them your way. And as we've come to the end of this particular week, we have been focusing on the foundation of standing fast. If we are going to stand fast, we need to be certain of our salvation and certain of our sanctification. Yesterday, we looked at the focus of standing fast. That is, why should we stand fast? And we gave five reasons. Number one, to obey Scripture. Number two, to bear fruit. Number three, to portray Christ. Number four, to encourage others. And number five, to honor God. Today, we're going to wrap this series up by looking at the form of standing fast. That is the process. How do we do it? Now, you might recall that earlier this week, I mentioned that phrase in Philippians 4 and verse 1, where it says, "So stand fast in the Lord," is really a military term. And it means that we are to make certain that we do not run away from the post that God has given us. Even as a soldier stands at his post, so should you and so should I. And remember, the Bible teaches us that we are to be good soldiers of the Lord. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, and verses 3 and 4, we find these words. It says, "Thou therefore endure hardness." Don't quit in the face of hard times. "Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." You see, we're not to compromise with the world so that we can be the good soldier that God would have us to be. We must stand fast. How are we going to do that? Well, let me give you four steps in the form of standing fast. Number one, there's the mental form. And what I mean by that is make certain that you are thinking properly. You see, sin begins when the mind thinks wrongly. Sin begins when the mind thinks wrongly. And that's why every day you and I need to learn to think right. And I am thinking of Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, where it says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." And then it says this, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do we renew our mind? Well, by being in the Word of God, by studying it, by meditating upon it, by memorizing it. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8 tells us that the only way to be successful for the Lord is to meditate upon the Word of God. Do you do that daily? The mind needs to be renewed, not only daily, but moment by moment. And that's why it's important that we are in the Word of God consistently. So there's the mental form. Secondly, there's the physical form of standing fast. What does that mean? Well, basically, it means to run from sin. Run from sin. God has given us all two legs to use to run from sin. And I'm reminded of the words of the psalmist back in Psalm 1 and verse 1, where it says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." And in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 22, it says, "Flee youthful lusts." You see, the fact of the matter is, beloved, we are not to be hanging around where sin is. And if we find that we are approaching a person or a place or a thing or whatever the case where sin is very rampant, then we better reverse our direction and go the other way. You see, the closer we get to sin, the more apt we are to commit sin and therefore become an unstable Christian. So flee sin. The third form of standing fast is what I call the scriptural form. The scriptural form. And that is, obey the Bible to draw near to God. Obey what the Word of God says about drawing near to God. Back in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, we've got a tremendous passage of Scripture that teaches us how we should live in light of our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. Beginning with verse 19 of Hebrews 10, it says, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God," here it is, "let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." Let us draw near to God. Do you see it there? You see, that is something that we should be doing on a consistent basis. It goes on in verse 23 and says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." Every day, let's take heed to the scriptural admonition to draw near to God, to hold fast the profession of our faith in the Lord. Because the closer we are to God, the more we hold fast to the profession of our faith, that means live according to biblical truth, the more we're going to be able to be steadfast in the Lord and standing fast in the Lord and living for his glory. And then there is a fourth form of standing fast, and that is the ecclesiastical form. That's also found in Hebrews chapter 10 and verses 24 and 25, where it says, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching." You see, that teaches us that as we get closer and closer to the return of Jesus Christ, we are to be encouraging each other more and more, not forsaking each other. Don't forsake the church. Have you forsaken church attendance? Have you? Have you been missing out on church recently? Have you? If you have, you are disobeying this passage of Scripture, and I assure you that you will become loose in your standing fast with the Lord. You become an unstable Christian if you don't get involved with the local church and the ministry of the local church. So the form of standing fast, the mental form, think biblically. The physical form, separate from sin. The spiritual form, draw near to God. And then the ecclesiastical form, remain together with others of like precious faith. Stand fast in the Lord. Beloved, the world, the flesh, and the devil is our enemy right now. It's your enemy if you know the Lord. The victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil is a growing relationship with Christ through the Holy Spirit by, first of all, knowing Christ and then drawing closer to Christ daily. And following the form of standing fast daily, by having that mental form, the physical form, the spiritual form, and the ecclesiastical form, will enable you to grow in your relationship with Christ that will result in you being spiritually strong and spiritually victorious. Stand fast in the Lord. Have a firm foundation on the Word of God that translates into a biblical worldview from which you will never depart. And watch how God will use you. Well, I truly do want to thank you for being with us this week and this day as we looked at that phrase and standing fast. I trust that you'll go to church on Sunday. Then join us again Monday when we will start another week of studies here on the Living Truth Radio program. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.